Aries, March 21 to April 19, Aries filmmaker Akira Kurosawa was one of the greats. In his 30 films, he crafted a reputation as a masterful storyteller. A key moment in his development as an emotionally intelligent artist came when he was 13 years old. His older brother Heigo took him to view the aftermath of the Great Kanto earthquake. Akira wanted to avert his gaze from the devastation, but Heigo compelled him to look. Why? He wished for Akira to learn to deal with fear by facing it directly. I think you Aries people are more skilled at this challenging exercise than all the other signs. I hope you will call on it with aplomb in the coming weeks. You may be amazed at the courage it arouses in you. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. When a mountain doesn't listen, say a prayer to the sea, said Taurus painter Cy Twombly. If God doesn't respond, direct your entreaties to Goddess, I tell my Taurus friend Audrey. If your mind doesn't provide you with useful solutions, make an appeal to your heart instead, my Taurus mentor advises me. This counsel should be useful for you in the coming weeks, Taurus. It's time to be diligent, relentless, ingenious, and indefatigable in going after what you want. Keep asking until you find a source that will provide it. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. Gemini philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson offered advice that's perfect for you right now. He said, though we travel the world over to find the beautiful, we must carry it with us, or we find it not. Here's what I will add. First, you very much need to commune with extra doses of beauty in the coming weeks. Doing so will expedite your healing and further your education, two activities that are especially important. Second, one way to accomplish your assignment is to put yourself in the presence of all the beautiful people, places, and things you can find. Third, be imaginative as you cultivate beauty within yourself. How? That's your homework. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. I bet that sometime soon, you will dream of flying through the sky on a magic carpet. In fact, this may be a recurring dream for you in the coming months. By June, you may have soared along on a floating rug more than 10 times. Why? What's this all about? I suspect it's one aspect of a project that life is encouraging you to undertake. It's an invitation to indulge in more flights of the imagination, to open your soul to mysterious potencies, to give your fantasy life permission to be wilder and freer. You know that old platitude, shit happens. You're ready to experiment with a variation on that. Magic happens. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2, on February 22, ancient Romans celebrated the holiday of Charistia. It was a time for reconciliation. People strove to heal estrangements and settle long-standing disagreements. Apologies were offered, and truces were negotiated. In alignment with current astrological omens, Leo, I recommend you revive this tradition. Now is an excellent time to embark on a crusade to unify, harmonize, restore, mend, and assuage. I dare you to put a higher priority on love than on ego. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 2-2. My poet friend Jaffna likes to say that only two types of love are available to us, too little and too much. We are either deprived of the precise amount and quality of the love we want, or else we have to deal with an excess of love that doesn't match the kind we want. But I predict this will at most be a mild problem for you in the coming weeks, and perhaps not a problem at all. You will have a knack for giving and receiving just the right amount of love, neither too little nor too much. And the love flowing toward you and from you will be gracefully appropriate. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2. If the devil card comes up for me in a divinatory tarot reading, I don't get worried or scared that something bad might happen. On the contrary, I interpret it favorably. It means that an interesting problem or riddle has arrived or will soon arrive in my life, and that this twist can potentially make me wiser, kinder, and wilder. The appearance of the devil card suggests that I need to be challenged so as to grow a new capacity or understanding. It's a good omen, telling me that life is conspiring to give me what I need to outgrow my limitations and ignorance. Now apply these principles, Libra, as you respond to the devil card I just drew for you. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1. A taproot is a thick, central, and primary root from which a plant's many roots branch out laterally. Typically, a taproot grows downward and is pretty straight. It may extend to a depth greater than the height of the plant sprouting above ground. Now let's imagine that we humans have metaphorical taproots. They connect us with our sources of inner nourishment. They are lifelines to secret or hidden treasures we may be only partly conscious of. Let's further imagine that in the coming months, Scorpio, your taproot will flourish, burgeon, and spread deeper to draw in new nutrients. Got all that? Now I invite you to infuse this beautiful vision with an outpouring of love for yourself and for the wondrous vitality you will be absorbing. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 2-1. Behavioral ecologist Professor Dan Charbonneau has observed the habits of ants, bees, and other social insects. He says that a lot of the time, many of them just lounge around doing nothing. In fact, most animals do the same. The creatures of the natural world are just not very busy. Psychologist Dr. Sandy Mann urges us to learn from their lassitude. We've created a society where we fear boredom, and we're afraid of doing nothing, she says. But that addiction to frenzy may limit our inclination to daydream, which in turn inhibits our creativity. I bring these facts to your attention, Sagittarius, because I suspect you're in a phase when lolling around doing nothing much will be extra healthy for you. Liberate and nurture your daydreams, please. Capricorn, December 22nd Jan. 1-9. Education is an admirable thing, wrote Oscar Wilde, but it is well to remember that nothing worth knowing can be taught. As I ponder your future in the coming weeks, I vociferously disagree with him. I am sure you can learn many things worth knowing from teachers of all kinds. It's true that some of the lessons may be accidental or unofficial, and not delivered by traditional teachers. But that won't diminish their value. I invite you to act as if you will in effect be enrolled in school 24/7 until the equinox. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 1-8, the planets Mars and Venus are both cruising through Aquarius. Do they signify that synchronicities will weave magic into your destiny? Yes. Here are a few possibilities I foresee. 1. Smoldering flirtations that finally ignite. 2. Arguments assuaged by lovemaking. 3. Mix-ups about the interplay between love and lust or else wonderful synergies between love and lust. 4. Lots of labyrinthine love talk, romantic sparring, and intricate exchange about the nature of desire. 5. Adventures in the sexual frontiers. 6. Opportunities to cultivate interesting new varieties of intimacy. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. Unlike the Pope's decrees, my proclamations are not infallible. As opposed to Nostradamus and many modern soothsayers, I never imagine I have the power to definitely decipher what's ahead. One of my main mottos is, the future is undecided. Our destinies are always mutable. Please keep these caveats in mind whenever you commune with my horoscopes. Furthermore, consider adopting my approach as you navigate through the world, especially in the coming weeks, when your course will be extra responsive to your creative acts of willpower. Decide right now what you want the next chapter of your life story to be about. You can make it what you want. Homework. What helpful tip would you like to deliver to the person you will be a year from now? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com